And I'm going to have my wife, Jessa, share a dream that she had. And I'm going to tell you what God's been speaking to me about. And I believe it's the key that's going to release the greatest miracle anointing for the church. Jessa.
So a couple of nights ago, I had a dream where Oral Roberts was speaking to Todd. I didn't understand what they're saying, but I remember they were talking. And then he looked over and he saw me and he stopped. And he ran over to me and he put his hands over my eyes and he said, "What do you see?" And so I looked and I didn't see anything at first. And then all of a sudden I saw this elephant racing across my eye. And Oral Roberts said, he put his hands over my eyes and said, "What do you see?" And I said, I didn't see anything at first, and then all of a sudden I saw this elephant racing across my eyes, and it was dancing, it was going crazy, it had this big smile, and it was just going crazy. And I said, "It's a wild elephant. I see a wild elephant." And then I said, What's with the elephant?" He said, "Exactly. What is it with the elephant?" And then I looked again, and in that vision, what was highlighted was the trunk of the elephant. I said, "It's the elephant nose." And he said, "Yes." And I said, "It's discernment." And he said, "Exactly." And then he says, "Do you see the lion?" And I closed my eyes again. And then I saw the lion. And the lion, it was just a golden lion. And I woke up. And when I woke up, literally, I woke up in the middle of the night. And I just felt like the Lord was highlighting things to me about the dream. And in the dream, I thought it was pretty ironic that Oral Roberts put his hands, he covered my eyes and said, "What do you see?" And I thought that was interesting because he's covering my eyes. What do you see? And I felt like the Lord was saying that even more so now, for the church today, we need to walk by faith and not by sight. What do you see? You know, I didn't see anything at first until I really looked and I pressed in, you know, and I saw the wild elephant. And so when the elephant came running in, and I said, "What is it with it?" So it's almost like, what's with walking by faith? How do you walk by faith and not by sight? By discerning the times and the seasons, just like the sons of Issachar. Discerning, that's what gives you hope when you're walking through a hard time, and you know walk by faith when everything around you looks dark and dim, is discerning the times and season by getting a hope from God. Getting a hope from God to be able to see, to discern the times and the seasons that's ahead of you. And the thing about the elephant, it wasn't just an ordinary elephant. It was a wild elephant, a wild elephant. It was radical, 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 radical. And the elephant means a great impact. And I really felt like what happened in Lakeland was just the beginning. It's just an introductory. It's just an introduction. Just a table of content of what's to come. And I felt like the great impact is greater, greater, greater. It's the great impact. And the greatest impact that you can have is bringing the kingdom of God to earth. It's to give an encounter of Jesus Christ to every single person. That's the greatest impact we can have. The great impact is the great revival. It's the great harvest. Whew, and it's going to be wild, wild. It's going to be much greater than it was before. Much greater. And the next thing, the last thing about the dream is once we as a church pray for revival and seek revival, that it becomes a lifestyle, just like Todd was saying, a lifestyle, not just something we contend for, we want, but a lifestyle, that we live in a culture of revival, then boldness is released upon the church. And that was the lion, when he said, "Do you see the lion?" Because we need the wild elephant first before we can get the lion. And then that's where the boldness of the church is released. Oh.
Sheikah. My wife's got some wildfire.